Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And then Thursdays and Fridays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And that's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on the Big Willie 105.5 radio station and, of course, the River Network app. So Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Thursdays and Fridays on course, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern, Big Willie 105.5. You can also hear me on the radio stations of the River Talk Radio Network, but not the app for the River Talk, the River Talk app. The River Talk Network is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook Live stream. We do that virtually every day, just about every day that we do the show here. So you can see it. There's not much to see. And yet people still tune in to watch me just hang on to what's left of my career. It's not a pretty sight. It really isn't. But the best thing is the little duck here that I was given by Elvira with the Nail City Jeep Club. So there's that. Oh, by the way, for our Facebook friends, Mr. Big Willie, who was very cranky today. I mean, normally he's cranky. Today he was like really cranky. I think this guy's going to do well when he gets elected Guernsey County Commissioner. I really do. Because he's going to be running and he's going to win. It's going to be incredible. He sent me a picture because he complains about, oh, Lord, everything. You think I complain a lot? He really complains a lot. Oh, the weather's terrible here in, Michigan, and, everything's going there bad, and I'm hauling all this stuff, and all these Bangladeshi guys are driving around, and they don't know what they're doing in sandals and washing their feet in the sink and whatever. He sends me a picture of him, a selfie, which pretty much captures the entire Mr. Big Willie experience. This one picture. I can't even do it justice. It's in the middle of winter somewhere, I guess in Michigan, and he is scowling, and he's got that look, like, I'm going to kill you look. And if I see one more illegal from Bangladesh driving, I'm going to kill him, that kind of a look. For our Facebook friends, I can show this. Well, I can show you on the radio. It looks like this. See? For our Facebook friends, I can show you this. This is Mr. Big Willie right there. Take a look at that scowl. Can you believe that scowl? When he says that he does not like illegals driving trucks, this is how he's saying it when he's saying it. This is how he's saying it. That's Mr. Big Willie. So, again, on the radio side and on the Facebook side. There you go. All right, fine. So, we've done that. Shame on him for trying to get us to adopt one of his kids for Christmas gifts. I mean, it was so transparent. I saw that. It was just so, so transparent. All right, fine. So there's that. Oh, DEI. We have a woman on the Supreme Court now who is a DEI. We think it was an auto pen thing. She's dumber than dirt. And I actually have an audio clip here for you of her essentially saying that the president of the United States cannot hire and fire people, that we need experts, and that he's not a king. The same talking points as, of course, all the leftists and all that. This woman, Kajani Brown Jackson, is so stupid that during the confirmation hearings, Senator Ted Cruz asked her to describe or to define what a woman is, and she was not capable of doing that. I am not exaggerating. So this is her now on the Supreme Court making a case that the president of the United States really does not have any real power because he could be a king, and we need experts running our country.
not the president of the United States, who we all, or many of us, voted for.
Some issues, some matters, some areas should be handled in this way by nonpartisan experts, that Congress is saying that expertise matters with respect to aspects of the economy and transportation and the various independent agencies that we have. So having a president come in and fire all the scientists and the doctors and the economists and the PhDs and replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything is actually not in the best interest of the citizens of the United States. These issues should not be in presidential control. So can you speak to me about the danger of allowing, in these various areas, the president to actually control the Transportation Board and potentially the Federal Reserve and all these other independent agencies? In these particular areas, we would like to have independence. We don't want the president controlling. I guess what I don't understand from your overarching argument is why that determination of Congress, which makes perfect sense given its duty to protect the people of the United States, why that is subjugated to a concern about the president not being able to control everything. I mean, I appreciate there's a conflict between the two, but one would think under our constitutional design, given the history of the monarchy and the concerns that the framers had about a president controlling everything, that in the clash between those two, Congress's view that we should be able to have independence with respect to certain issues should take precedence. Some issues, some matters, some areas.
She really is that stupid. She really, honest to God, is that stupid, as we saw during the confirmation hearings. She really is that stupid. That's DEI right there for you. And that's today's modern Democratic party. This is where they are. This is what they are. It's unbelievable. Honestly, it's unbelievable. All right, got to say goodbye to our friends on Facebook, Facebook live stream, because we've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up, and that has been banned on Facebook. So please share this everywhere, if you would, please. We'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. And thank you. On the radio side. Okay, now, just the radio side. Now nobody can see what we're going to be doing. This is Dimitri Graffiti. It is starting. Line up now. Start calling. We'll get to as many calls as we can. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun today. A lot.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Dimitri Graffiti, rules of engagement. Don't have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, come on, Dimitri and Steven, this is the man, this is on the wild side, go out, oh, yeah, dig it!
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Tis the season to deport 'em, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. We love ICE and we support them. Fa la 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 la.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Good morning, Weird in West Virginia. Form Energy has clean water. Yins don't.
Dimitri Graffiti.
No way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Domenico Graffiti.
Send them on one-way vacations. La 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 la. Ramp up those mass deportations. La 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 la.
Domenico Graffiti. Rules of engagement, Domenico Graffiti. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Domenico Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Domenico Graffiti.
How can environmentalists and conservationists still allow the killing of millions of trees for Christmas?
Domenico Graffiti.
What we've got here is...
We've deported millions so far. La 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 la. Next we'll deport Ilhan Omar. La 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 la.
Domenico Graffiti. Graffiti.
Look at how those thugs are acting. Fa la 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 la. Let's send those bad hombres packing. Fa la 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 la.
Command and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. An American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.